Hey, Go Church family, welcome to our podcast. My name is Gilbert, and I'm here with Pastor Matt Hadabaugh.
Hey, everybody.
I'm so glad to be back with you. It's been a while.
I'm very glad that you're here, and I guess we should say I'm not Aaliyah and you're not Roy,
right?
Since we've had those guys on the podcast, which they've been doing an amazing job.
Yeah.
I mean,
big shoes to fill.
Have you been enjoying them?
Absolutely.
I feel like we've proper been replaced, right? But I'm thankful. You know, I always want to reproduce, you know, myself. And so I've been really enjoying the podcast. But I'm really grateful to be on here with you.
Well, I'm really glad to be back in Beirut. It's been a while. And actually, this is my first time in the hub. So,
yeah, if you recognize the surroundings, we're right here in the front of the hub in Beirut. And if you've been to any of the Go Church gatherings, this is where we're meeting right now. And thankful for the space and thankful for you taking the time to dig into this study, Your Place with Gilbert and I.
Yeah, I think it's just really, really a privilege for me to be on this this podcast specifically, because this is a theme that we keep coming back to.
Yes.
And as you always say, there are ABCs at Go Church Beirut, right?
Yeah.
And so we always say Alpha, Basics, and Call Together. Pastor Mike, tell us a little bit about that.
So if you don't know what Alpha is, Alpha is the, what that's our A, that's where we start. And it's a, what do you call it? A themed dinner party. You yeah. invite people to share a meal and look at the world through a Christian perspective, or look at the gospel story. But it's really created for people that don't know anything about Jesus, don't know anything about church, have no, maybe they have preconceived notions, preconceived ideas. It's a place for them to come. If you want more information about that, there's probably an Alpha starting very soon. And if not, we can help you start one.
Yeah.
And then we have the Basics, which is just what it says. Life teaches us that there are questions that come up. And through the Basics, we can see that the answers to those questions are found in the Bible.
That's right.
And then the last, the C, not the last, but the C is Called Together. And this is it's a subject we continue to go back to. We make it a point to spend a whole month every year studying what the scriptures say about this subject. And I think it's critical.
Yeah. And honestly, this is, the reason we do that is because, you know, our Go Church values are, this is your place
yeah.
to love, grow, and go. And so if it's your place, then you should know who it is that you're called together with.
Right.
You should know where you're called into, right? You should know what it looks like. You should know what you're trying to build. It makes no sense. It makes no sense being part of something and then trying to run the opposite direction.
Yeah. And so that really allows us to talk about the broader Go Church family,
yeah.
right? Because the series is going to focus in our grow groups. We're going to focus on Go Church in Beirut, Go Church in Lebanon, but you and Ciela don't live in Lebanon anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. You guys have moved to Europe, and congratulations, Mabruk.
Thank you.
The Lord's provided a beautiful house for you.
That's right.
And but you're part of the Go Church family. So
yes.
We're in this series talking about Go Church in Lebanon, but Go Church is actually a family of churches working together to reach the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually when we're in our big Sunday gatherings and we have the countdown timer, we see a lot of images of places that are not Beirut.
Right.
We see a bunch of videos of people that are not at Go Church Beirut. Where are they from? They're actually from the family of churches, right? So there are three locations of Go Church in the UK, right? Manchester, Bradford, Liverpool. And you know, we're a new location, a newer location, but I don't think we're the last location.
Well, this is the point, right?
Yeah.
The images that we see in the gathering, we're looking for those new locations, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the things that we're praying into.
Yeah.
Some of those things we can talk about, some of those things we can't talk about yet.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, lots of expansion, and that's what we're seeing. But it's exciting for me. And when I knew that you were going to be in Lebanon at this time, I thought, I want us to sit down and look at this subject specifically, this study specifically, because you have helped me through the course of, you know, seeing Go Church grow as a church here in Lebanon. You have helped me take the vision and put words to it, put handles on the truth that Jesus has really sown into our hearts for Go Church.
Yeah.
And the kind of the book here, Your Place, is really the product of a team of people that have worked together since 2018 to create a group-centered church.
Yeah.
And a we say we're a group-centered church. What does that mean? Well, that's what this book is about. And it's actually written part in English, or, well, it's all in English, I guess. And then it's also in Arabic. And then we have it actually where you can listen to it as well.
So if you just scan the QR code.
You can scan the QR code, and awesome. So you can read it or you can listen to it. And these are available at any of our Go Church gatherings.
They're not for decoration?
They are not for decoration. These actually do zero good if no one cracks them open.
Right.
But we want to put this in your hands. We want to make these available for people so that they can benefit from them. And, you know, this goes back to a comment that Pastor Matt Beamer, the founding pastor of Go Church in Lebanon, and really the global leader for the Go Church family, he made a comment. He said, we really need to have a book that explains, you know, all these lessons. And so what we tried to do is write this in the simplest way possible to answer some questions and really help get someone started on their journey with Go Church.
That's hugely valuable. And, you know, you mentioned that I've been around for a while, and, you know, I've been part of the building up the or putting on paper the vision that exists in God's heart.
Yeah, you came to Alpha in October of 2018.
That's right. Yeah. and since then, just Go Church Beirut has been growing. Yeah. And we want to see Go Church Beirut keep growing. And it's not my idea, it's not your idea, it's Jesus' idea.
That's right.
Because that's his church. And so because it's his church, he wants it done his way.
Yeah.
And because he put it in the heart of the founder, the leader. So Pastor Matt Beamer came here with a team. You were part of that team with a plan.
Yeah.
You didn't have the whole plan, but you were going to meet people along the way that held parts of that plan. And all together, you were called. So you were called together to achieve what Jesus had in store for Go Church Beirut. And we talk about the values of Go Church Beirut. The values are, this is your place. Go Church Beirut is your place to love, grow, and go. So it is not the person on the podcast place. It is not the person on stage with a microphone's place. It is your place. Those people are here to help you get into your place.
Yeah.
And so this book helps read through cultural points. It helps read through the priorities. It helps us see what it looks like when I'm connected at Go Church Beirut, what Go Church Beirut is supposed to look like. And it's not limited to this book, because as you can tell, this book is really short. But, you know, when you come to be part of Go Church Beirut, this book gets bigger.
Yes.
Because there are more people hooking up with the plan of God in Go Church Beirut for Lebanon. That's done with people.
Yeah. I was just thinking, the first time that we did this study together for Go Church, we titled it Belong. And we went to Sur,
Yeah.
And we stood in the Hippodrome and filmed you standing in front of ruins now.
On a hot day with a jacket on.
It wasn't that hot. But the imagery that we kind of used there were building blocks and puzzle pieces.
Yes.
And, you know, you made that comment just now, like, what is it supposed to look like? We have to figure out what it looks like. And people have different pieces. People really are those pieces. That's They're right. carrying those pieces. And you can't see, if you think about a jigsaw puzzle, I'm not like a jigsaw puzzle person. That doesn't sound like a great way to spend time to me, but I know that some people do it. But you can't see the whole picture. Right? You just see these little pieces. But when you start putting the pieces where they go, an image emerges.
Yeah.
And that's the story of Go Church, right? And if you're watching this, you're listening to this, and you know, you're not called to be part of Go Church, then that is the story of the church where you're called to be. You're carrying a piece. You as a believer, Jesus has designed those little edges around that, you know, like a jigsaw puzzle, to fit in a place. And until you fit in your place, the picture is not complete.
That's right.
And that's really what this study is all about.
And I think that's wonderful, because the image, I know you don't like puzzles, but the
I mean, analogy, I like them as an analogy. I'm not going to sit down and do one.
Well, I think the analogy is very, very appropriate, because before the puzzle was ever put together, the image was already designed.
That's right.
You know, and that is something that God holds. You know, Jesus is the head. He's the one who designed all of those, you know, that full image and how that image is going to look. And then he also put parts of that image in different people. And when they come together, only then can there be a bigger picture.
That's exactly
because
right.
Because we cannot display that bigger picture without each other.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that this month. But what I find amazing and wonderful is that no matter what, wherever that puzzle piece is, it still carries the DNA of that picture.
That's right.
And so I'm no longer in Beirut, but I'm still part of Go Church. I still carry the DNA of Go Church. And that's something that, you know, the Lord was very clear about to me, that I'm not physically here, but it's still my place.
Yeah. And what I would, to take that a step further, the image is already designed, and the individual puzzle piece, no matter what, cannot be anything else. And it may say, you know what? I don't want to be that picture. I want to be a different picture. It can't.
Yeah.
You're designed to fit in a place.
Yeah.
And so fulfillment, you know, the place that God has really designed for all of your giftings, your graces to shine, is somewhere.
Yeah.
And people often bounce around through life, and they like, I'm just not finding where I fit. You know, this isn't satisfying me on the inside. Well, that means that your puzzle piece isn't where God designed it to be.
And so this is the question I have, and I'm going to answer my own question here, but why do we talk about the church every year? Because that is it, Pastor Matt. What you're describing is the plan of God for the world.
That's and right.
Ever since exactly Jesus right. came to the world, even when he was still here and he hadn't gone to the cross yet, he said clearly, I am building my church.
Yes.
And he's still building his church. And actually, he did all of that to build his church, because his church is his body. His church is the extension of him in the world. His church is the body of believers that come together and start forming that picture that the rest of the world can look at and say, hey, that's actually a picture of Jesus.
And I'm so thankful you said it that way, because here's where the modern world have drifted off of Jesus' statement from Matthew 16.
Yeah.
Because when Jesus said, I will build my church, he's obviously not talking about real estate development. And yet today, the people look at a building, like people will look at a building and they'll say, okay, here's a building, there's a cross, there's a bell, this is what a church looks like. But that picture is not found in Scripture.
Yeah, that's a building to hold the church.
That's a building where a church can meet and gather
right.
together.
Exactly.
And we're here in the hub, right? I'm thankful for a place where we can all come and gather together.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for our larger place that we're going to move into because this place is too small.
Right after we're done recording, you and I were leaving. And someone else could come in here and play video games on the screens behind us. But the truth is that we are the ones leaving with the Holy Spirit in us.
No one is actually going to come in here and watch video games. But
I don't want to give you guys ideas. No one does that at the hub. Everyone's diligent, working hard, reading their Bibles.
What I mean, but the point is, if we let society tell us what a church looks like, we're going to get the wrong picture.
Yeah.
And we're not going to put the puzzle pieces together because if you want to build a jigsaw puzzle, I know enough about them to know this. You have to look at what the picture is supposed to look like. You look at the cover on the box, right? And they're like, okay, there's some sky, there's a tree, there's a river, whatever the picture is. I got to look here to know what the church looks like. So why do we look at this study every year? Because we got to look at the box.
That's right. And so what is the church? The church, actually, Jesus is the first person that used the word ecclesia, which is what we use in English as the word church. And what was that? That was actually a secular term used in governance, in a governing body at that time, in that day and age. And what it actually was a select group of individuals that were called out from the general public into a place where they had a specific mission with specific authorities. And so that's what the church is. So, you know, when we look through Scripture, we see different analogies. And actually, over the course of this month, we're going to hold on to one of these analogies and carry it through. But if we look at the analogy of a body, it's a whole bunch of body parts that have come together and formed this body. And actually, the body parts were created for the body. The body was not created for the body parts. And so much of the time in the modern day, people think that, you know, the church was created for them, but that's not true. We were actually created for the church. That's why we live in this day and this age, in this place. And God will put us where he has fashioned and designed us to be.
Say it again. I mean, people have, and this is once again where we've let society kind of provide definitions for us. Again, maybe why this study is so important for us to continue to repeat.
Yeah.
The church is not a facility that serves me.
Yeah.
I have a place, I have a role in God's plan.
Yeah.
And if I'm not filling it, I've created a gap.
Yeah.
I have a purpose to serve. I have a place to fill. And that's really what this study is all about.
Yeah. And you know what else is amazing about the image of the body is that those parts work together to do something, to accomplish something. But also the body grows.
Yes.
The body changes. The body can get weaker, but the body can also get stronger. And the body is not designed to stay in one place. The body is designed to wake up in the morning, go somewhere. Well, actually, wake up in the morning, read your Bible, go somewhere, you know, get to work, eat, refuel, rest, move. And so the church is not designed to be stagnant. The church is not designed to just be where it is. And something else which is amazing is that if I am a body part, you are a body part, every single other person is a body part. Together, individually, we can't do much, but together we can do way more. Like it's not a 1+1. It's an exponential. So every body part comes together to create this full functioning vehicle to get something done.
Yeah.
And you realize that, you know, you might think, what's a toe? Hey, cut your toe off and try to walk.
Right.
Like you will fall flat on your
face.
It's
balance.
You know? And that's, you know, the body is so intricately designed that it's so complex, yet it's so unified. And it's so, it works all together. You know, there are so many systems there.
Yeah.
There are, you know, I'm not going to get into biology.
No, it's an expression of wisdom, though. Yeah. That's what the Bible tells us.
Yeah.
And so that in the same way, and obviously we're talking about bodies, we're going to talk about buildings.
Yeah.
We were talking about jigsaw puzzles. Paul used the body as an example of the church, as a principle of the church. And we're going to look at that during our grow groups, which is where church happens.
Yes.
In Go Church, we gather together twice a month in a corporate setting on what we call our Big Sunday and then our believers gatherings. But then in grow groups is where we are accountable to one another, where we're in communication.
Yeah,
not just hearing, but you know, actually,
it's a place of discipleship.
It's behavioral discipleship. It's putting the Word of God into practice.
Yeah,
and that's where we're going to take this study and break it down make it practical.
Just about grow groups, you know, whether you know you've come for the first time or you're the person writing notes, you can still see new things.
Yes,
you can still receive from the Word of God because these notes are not, you know, these notes are obviously written, diligently studied out, things that we go through. There's so many scriptures in here, so many points about the subject that's, you know, I don't want to say the subject, but the truth that the church needs to look at right now to be able to grow and progress. However, these words in scripture, these words that we're seeing as a church, that's God's heart for the church. That's God's word for us. And you know, the word of God is food. It's food to us. And so we can receive that and we can see that work in us as individuals in grow groups. So I can sit there and say, hey, that's what I need to be doing. That's what I need to change. That's what I need to correct. That's what I need in order to grow. That's what I need to move forward. And so it's not, you know, I've written many of these series notes, but I've also been to grow groups where I've applied that word to myself in a new way that I've never seen before, not even on the podcast. And so it's so, so, so valuable. And you know, we say that we're a Bible-based, Spirit-filled, and group-centered church. So if you're part of Go Church, you're part of a group.
Yeah.
You know, you're actually, you know, you find your home, you find a place That's with right. people in a group.
Yeah. And that kind of point that you're making there brings us back to the point of our discussion. And this is our introduction. Your place, that place where the jigsaw puzzle fits in, that place where the body part is designed, is not only where you give out.
Yeah.
That's where you receive.
Yeah.
I'm going to receive the most from God when I'm in the place that He called me to be.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that every joint supplies its, you know, one another. And we all grow together. And these are some verses that we're going to dig into and look at. We won't take time to look at them now. What I do want to do right now is let's look at the purpose for this series, Your Place. We're talking around it, but will you read that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to read the purpose for our series, and I'm also going to read the key scripture.
Yeah, scripture.
Talk about that a little bit. So here's the purpose, because everything we do at Go Church Beirut is on purpose.
Right.
Yeah. So we want the Go Church family to know that the church is your place. The moment that we received Jesus, we were placed into the family of God and given a specific place in the body of Christ. Your place is where you're able to walk out the plan of God for your life and impact the plan of God in the world. To fit into your place, you need to connect with the right people in the right way and set your heart on the right things.
And that's really like, I want to kind of pick that phrase up there, connect with the right people.
Yeah.
that connection with people, if you've not lived long enough to understand the value of relationships, then, you know, time will eventually give you that lesson.
Yeah.
The message throughout Scripture, the book of Acts, you think about the book of Acts. I was actually just reading Romans in our daily Bible reading plan. Recently, we were reading through Romans. And the last chapter in Romans, it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
And it's in the Bible.
Yeah.
But Paul is talking about his travel plans and his you know, movement, and it's all driven around relationships. Obviously, he's praying, you know, like the Lord will lead me, or the Lord will bring me to you. I was led to go here. But the places, the destinations were all people driven.
Yeah, that's right.
So connecting with the right people is critical. And the place of connection in the New Testament is the local church.
Yeah. You know, Pastor Matt, when we had met for the first time, so I came to Alpha, met you guys. We, you know, we had
Hub tour.
That's right. We made a great connection. You know, that next time we met was a Friday morning at Roadster in Brumena, if you remember, with Tripp as well.
Yeah.
Who I miss dearly.
Likewise.
And then the next time you had invited me over on a Tuesday to come to the Project Lebanon meetings.
Yes.
And as soon as I made that connection, so the moment I walked into that meeting, I knew in my heart God was answering something that I had asked him. I said, Lord, and this is something I was asking for a few weeks, Lord, I want a church. I want to be part of a church. And so as soon as I made that connection, so as soon as I stepped into that room where Pastor Matt Beamer was there, you were there, Pastor Julie was there, Tripp was there as well, and a couple of other people. I think that's where I met Rafi as well.
Rafi was there,
for the first time. You know, the Lord immediately put in my heart, you remember you asked about the church here, you're going to help build it. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So he helped me identify a little more of a picture of my place when I connected with the people in that room.
So connection is like, again, it's not some giant faceless organization. It's connecting with people.
Yeah, that's right.
And we put that in the purpose on purpose.
Exactly. And so I want to actually read the key scripture.
But you're going to read it from the Passion Translation.
I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation.
Which has lots of pretty adjectives.
That's right. But even if you have like the New King James or anything, Bible is Bible. It's amazing. And what I do want to say, so this is Ephesians chapter 2. Mm-hmm. The key scripture is verses 21 and 22. I'm going to read from verse 19. And if you notice, this is exactly the same key scripture that we had last year. And so there's no point, you know, going away from something when we need to come back to it. We should stay where we need to be.
Right.
So this is the key scripture. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. So you are not foreigners or guests. See, that's me coming back to Lebanon. I'm not a foreigner or a guest. I'm still part of Go Church, you know, even though I'm visiting Lebanon. You are not foreigners or guests, but rather you are the children of the city of the holy ones, with all the rights as family members of the household of God. You are rising like the perfectly fitted stones of the temple, and your lives have been built up together upon the foundation laid by the apostles and prophets. And best of all, you are connected to the head cornerstone of the building, the anointed one, Jesus Christ himself. So here we enter our key scriptures for the month. This entire building is under construction and is continually growing under his supervision until it rises up completed as the holy temple of the Lord himself. This means that God is transforming each one of you individually, right? Mm-hmm. Each one of you into the Holy of Holies, his dwelling place through the power of the Holy Spirit living in you.
That's awesome.
That's such a powerful passage of scripture.
It really is. Yeah. I like the NASB in verse 21. It has this phrase that says, the whole building, in whom the whole building being fitted together. That's what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
What happens as a result of being fitted together is growing.
Yeah. So good.
Growth happens when not when other people come. Growth happens when you and I get in our place.
That's so good. And honestly, that's the theme of the whole month.
Yeah.
That's something that we want to keep going back to. You know, last month, our series at around this same time was Called Together. And we talked about called into your place, called out with grace, and called into fellowship with others.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really looked at the church, the functionings of the church, and we really looked at that in, you know, in this scripture. But throughout this month, what's really on my heart is that we go and look at some foundation work. And, you know, we see this picture of we are stones, and together we are being fitted together to build this building that the Lord is using, that this is the Lord's property. This is what he's doing. This is
right.
This is how he's making himself known.
And we're not mixing metaphors here. I mean, 1 Peter says we are living stones.
That's right.
Built together. And so where we used that phrase called together last year, where this series, we're kind of hammering on this point, your place.
Yes.
But it's your place for something, your place of something.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do, you know, your place of honor.
Yes, that's right. So this is the thing, like throughout the month, we're going to really inspect the building materials.
Inspect the building materials. You said that as we were talking, you know, just setting up today. I like that. If we were thinking about a building site,
yeah,
a building project, we're going to have materials delivered.
Yeah,
we want to look at those materials and make sure we're getting the right materials.
Yeah,
and then we're getting them in the right order.
That's right.
And then they're in the condition.
Yeah,
that they can be placed into the building.
Yeah, and the truth is you can't go to 6 different quarries to get different kinds of stones to make one facade, right? You need stones cut out of the same quarry. And so we need to understand where our roots are.
Yeah.
And so over the month, so in week one, we're going to talk about your place of honor. And in this week of your place of honor, we're really going to inspect the glue. We're going to inspect the glue that we're using to start fitting the stones together.
Yeah, because we can't really have this discussion without talking about unity.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And so week two is your place of love. And in that week, we're going to be talking about the integrity of the stones themselves. We're going to be inspecting the stones, the building materials.
Yeah. And that word integrity, whenever I hear that word integrity, I think of not just like the ethical definition, but in terms of building materials. You know, you studied engineering. Every physical material has a break point.
Yeah.
And that break point is related to things that maybe you don't see on the surface, but underneath the surface, depending on the integrity of its construction, even maybe at the atomic level, how much force can it endure before it bends or breaks?
Yeah.
The love of God, which the Bible says never fails.
That's right. Endures all things.
Endures all things. Bears up underneath.
That's really good.
Makes me a good stone that I can support the building as it grows.
Yeah, and that's, you're getting me excited for week two.
I am.
We gotta get through week one first. But what you're saying is super valuable, and it's one thing to really question the integrity of a stone which hasn't been put into a certain place. It's another thing to question the integrity of a stone that is carrying a whole bunch of other stones.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about that as well. Week three is your place of order. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about your place of order and what are we actually inspecting? We're actually inspecting the blueprints.
Yeah, I don't get to do things just the way I want it.
Yeah, that's right. And you're the pastor of the church.
So. There's a designer, right?
Yeah, that's right.
If we're talking about a building, there's blueprints. Yeah. If we're talking about a body, there's God's design. If we're talking about a jigsaw puzzle, there's the picture on the box. And all of that means that the individual pieces don't get to decide.
That's right.
You know what? I think I would like to be the corner. If you're part of the flower petal, you know, buddy, you're not going to look, you won't fit on the corner.
That's right. Yeah.
So finding order is part of finding and filling my place.
That's right. And so this is going to be very challenging. And I encourage you to rise up to the challenge. You know, I encourage you to receive correction, to receive redirection, because if you can't receive that, then you can't change the trajectory that you're on and adjust yourself into the will of God.
And connect with the right people.
That's right. And so let me just read one scripture as we close the very short, brief introduction for the series. This is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. So this is Paul writing to the pastor of one of the largest churches, right? Timothy. And Timothy is someone that has been on Paul's team, very trusted member, maybe the most trusted member, as Paul would put it.
He said that about Timothy in Philippians.
Yeah, that's right. And so he says this, 1 Timothy 3, verse 14 and 15. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
The pillar and the ground of the truth.
So here's another building analogy.
Yeah, exactly.
But what you also see is that there is a method.
There's a method, and we can find it in the scripture.
Yeah.
We're not going to find it in tradition, and we're not really asking for anyone's opinions, right?
Right.
My opinion doesn't matter. Oh. People come to me with questions. A lot of people that know me well don't even bother because they're like, he's just going to say, yeah. Well, what does the Bible say?
Yeah.
Because opinions aren't going to really cut it.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul said to the person that was as close to him as anyone, Timothy, there's a right way to do things. And you
see that the amount of reverence we ought to have towards
yes.
God, because
yes.
this is God's thing. And so the church is literally Jesus's body. You know, the people in the church are literally the children, precious children of God that, you know, he paid that price with the blood of Jesus. It's more than silver, more than gold. It's an immeasurable price that we could never afford. And so how do we look, you know, what do we see when we look at the church? Do we see God's thing, God's holy thing, God's, you know, the body of Jesus? How do, you know, what do we see when we look at people? Do we see the flock of God? Do we see the children of God?
Mm.
Do we see these precious individuals that Jesus shed his blood for? And so what, you know, there is, you know, the book of Acts shows us what happened right after Jesus went up and how the church grew. And I really believe that the church grew because of the fear of God, because of a reverence towards the things of God.
Yeah.
And Pastor Matt, you had shared a message 2 months ago at a big Sunday about the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
And yeah, if you haven't heard that, I'd encourage you to go back and look at it.
Yeah.
But the result of the Ananias and Sapphira incident, it said that great reverence came on all the people in the church,
yep.
all those who believed. The result of that great reverence was a greater manifestation of God's glory and power.
Yeah.
So if we're going to see more of heaven manifest here on earth, then we need to be faithful to honor and follow faithfully those instructions that we see in the scripture for his things. Well, if you've made it this far in your day, and if you've made it this far in the podcast, thanks for sticking with us. But if you've made it this far in your day, I want to let you know that we love you and we're praying for you. God bless you.